Alrighty, so here's what I notice. So in day one, we got you getting up a little different. Did you get that? So here's what I noticed during the day. People are addicted to their upsets and they're addicted to the stories they keep living and telling themselves and maybe even other people about their upsets. That's two addictions, gang. I'm not a fan of addiction, and I notice addiction is so hyper-prevalent in our society because it is a radically different thing to go, she makes me feel good, or I enjoy being with her, and with her, and with her, and with her. In other words, if you've got one paycheck, you're a slave to the company, you're a slave to the man. You've got to listen to their rules, right? On the other hand, or even if you have two, I mean, heck, if you're a slave to your upsets and you're a slave to the stories about your upsets, it's like they're your mommy and they're your daddy and they're in charge of you and you feel smaller than they do and you're not. You see, you've got to get your bigger than your day. When you get that you're bigger than your day, most people are trying to survive it. Remember that little thing, the little raft in the pond? Victoria and I had a great talk about this because what she gets is it's like they're on that little raft in the middle of the pond. And it's like there's a little whirlpool so that keeps the raft spinning and getting sucking it back into the middle of the pond. And I'm not a fan of that as a lifestyle because you feel smaller than the raft, smaller than the pond, smaller than. You see, smaller than could be the theme of today, day two. Because you're not smaller than, you're bigger than. And you see, you get to discover this. We're going to be playing with chunk size, maybe tomorrow. But here's the thing. I live a life designed on 30, 60, and 90-day experiments. Everything I do is a 30, 60, or 90-day experiment at first. In other words, I don't make lifelong commitments generally to things. Like most, I don't know what I want in my life. You get that's a long horizontal gaze out in the middle of this. What do I want? Versus today. You get it? Today has a solid vertical feel to this, and we'll be exploring that in the course. But before I point it out again and again and again, I want you to just start noticing. There's a feel of solid verticalness, like a nail, bang, going into a piece of wood, like a hammer hitting the nail. You get it? Compared to like gazing far, far away. All right, so here's where I want you to dive in today, guys. And this is so freaking cool, because you get to give up your addictions. You honestly do. You get to give up being an addict. You get to end up being an addict in recovery because that's what, if you're an addict, you're addicted to your upsets. Here I am, upset again. Right? It's just a spike. You're addicted to the spikes. This is why we're going to explore positive spikes in the course in a way that you've probably never pondered before. Another thing is you're addicted to the stories around the spikes. In other words, you get it? Here's the upset. Oh. And whether or not you tell other people about it, you see some people, it seems like my mom and Victoria's mom, like to tell other people about these things. I don't. I'm more of an isolationist. If I have an upset, I just hold it within, take it deep inside. Right? And at some point, I revise it. And the faster I do that, the faster I get on with my day. But you're not going to really revise, you're going to relive until you get rid of the double addictions. And this double addiction, again, you're addicted to the upset, you're addicted to the stories about the upset. And what they mean, I mean, it's not just an upset. It's why that upset happened again and again. And it's how people are. And it's the way things, I mean, I'm older now. You get it? That's a story about an upset. Okay? The upset is, you know what? Something that I wanted to get stiff didn't get stiff. Something that I want to have move is too stiff. In other words, we could talk about body parts. And you know what? Yep, I am older now. So I just have to deal with some things not getting stiff that I want stiff and some things being stiff that I want to move. Right? And I could be upset about all that. And by the way, the worst kind of upset is the subtle upset. Well, I'm okay with that. You see, an upset doesn't have to be explosive. An upset can be a dribble. You get it? You don't want to dribble. You don't want the dung to dribble, and you don't want the dung to explode. What you want is a dream-driven day, not a dung-driven day. So let's get back to the beginning. Ready? This recording is about during the day. During the day, what I notice is people are walking around addicted to having upsets and having stories about the upsets. Because having a story about an upset, older men, women, money, allows you to go, hey, look, here's another upset I can have. Yay, another spike. You see, we don't really crave calm. We don't really want to ever. What we crave is wave. What you crave is making waves, making a splash. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Make a splash. This is peppered all through our language. Look what people, what do they do on holidays? They make a splash. They go to the pool. They go to Disney. They go to the beach. They make a splash. All right. Until they decide it's time to just retreat and be still and try to be calm so I can survive another year. Alrighty, day two, addictions. Kill those. By the way, how do you kill them? You notice I'm not diving deep into how-tos yet, even though there's a lot of them hinted at. You've got some tools. You already know them. You can use them. But we got to nail the whys. Day one, why early in the day? Maybe even before you get out of bed. Day two, right now, this recording, why the middle of the day is the way it is. Stay tuned. It's going to get... Be ready for the twist.